Good evening. This is Rex Farnsworth, bringing you another edition of Rex Farnsworth at Large. Tonight, I have as my distinguished guest the eminent radio and TV personality and former U.S. Secretary of State, Dr. Henry Kissinger. Good evening, Dr. Kissinger.
You don't have to shout.
The multi-talented Dr. Kissinger has recently embarked on yet another career and will be soon...
This is correct. I am now the official spokesperson for Carbonet Pet Products of Palos Verdes, California.
And you will be speaking to us about recent advances your company has made in the field of veterinary medical...
I will tell you how you should deworm your pet.
You know, Henry, I'm amazed at how easily you're able to switch roles in your quest for the atypical workaday job.
Yes.
One day, you're the confidant of kings.
Yes.
The next day, you're peddling dog care products.
This is some sort of denigration?
No, not at all, Hank. But I just have to ask you, if you don't mind, a question which I've had on my mind for years.
Yes.
Now, you were once acknowledged Commander-in-Chief of the American Conservative Junta and voted most likely to succeed the late Shah of Iran.
Please, what no questions about Iran, please.
Oh, really? Well, just one other question before we begin, then.
Yes.
When you were National Security Advisor to Nixon, you were regarded as something of a political savak. Savant. Savak, no. What on earth could I have meant by that?
Interview is turning ugly.
Whoa, hold your horses, Hank. No need to get riled. This is America's Fourth Estate talking here. But let's skip over this gay badinage and get down to the reason for your visit to the show.
Yes.
This business about deworming your pet.
As you wish.
Now, as I understand it, Carbonet Pet Products has devised a rather unique method of dealing with worm infestation in domesticated animalia.
Yes, and I would like to add that I am grateful to Carbonet Pet Products for their confidence in my ability to faithfully represent them, both here and on the international market. And they are a very respectable organization with absolutely no ties to the fascist regimes in Argentina, Haiti, or Pakistan.
Yes, I see that disclaimer printed in bold lettering on the bottom of the letterhead.
And we do not associate with those countries which practice apartheid, except for some minor trade dealings with South Africa.
Relax, Dr. Kissinger. You're among friends here.
I have no friends, except for the fine people at Carbonet Pet Products.
And speaking of Carbonet, won't you now explain to our listeners just what their new method of deworming is all about?
What are you talking about?
Weren't you going to talk about deworming a dog?
Dogs. Dogs, those imperialist dogs of China. Well, we've got them on the run
Dr.
now.
Kissinger,
you don't have to shout. I have a terrible migraine.
Would you rather postpone this?
Never put off today what you can do today. That's the Carbonet way. No, they've placed their trust in me, and I will not let them down. Deworming, you say? What you know about deworming? What does anyone know? Carbonet knows. They know that pills only work when administered, that chemicals in the bloodstream can be fooled, that nuclear preservation
can... Dr. Kissinger, what exactly does the Carbonet method entail?
What?
Your method of deworming pets. How does it work? Why is it better than the normal procedure of simply administering an antibiotic pill?
Pills? Pills are for women and weak children. I need a more visceral manner of dealing with those vile worms than simple pills.
What do you propose?
An all-out assault upon the worms of the world. Total annihilation. We must stop them before they get the upper hand.
All worms?
If we don't stop their advances now, they'll only be back later in greater numbers with more sophisticated armament and with even more hatred etched into their godless souls.
Worms?
Worms, pigs, communists, what's the difference?
Getting back to your original...
All worms must be destroyed now, and the place to start is right in your own backyard. Do you have a backyard?
I live in an apartment.
Do you have any plants?
I have some Diefenbachia and a wandering Jew.
Don't get smart.
No, I only...
If you have no backyard of your own, it's your duty as a responsible American to go over to someone else's backyard and alert them to the insidious invaders which lurk under those lawn chairs and the birdbath. It's a paltry 12 inches from enemy territory to the dog's vitals. And after they get to the dog, they'll go after your own flesh and blood. You can imagine the horror of your wife's face as she watches your beloved daughter being trundled off to the net of her in order to do the odious bidding of an army of loathsome, freedom-hating worms. Worms.
Henry, we're only talking
about worms. I know what we're talking about and what we're up against. All right, there's no time to argue. First, we have to flush the contemptible vermin from the underground hiding places.
And how is that done?
Have you ever seen how worms always abandon their hideouts after a heavy rainstorm? Though you have to create similar conditions. Flood the ground, waterlog the sanctuaries. If there's a fire hydrant nearby, you're in business. Just attach a fire hose to it, and you can get that in any school gymnasium. Just break in one night and take it. Those schools won't be of any use anyway. Once the worms take over. Now take the end of the hose, not attached to the fire hydrant. That's sticking into the ground where the worms are. You have to stick it in about 6 feet if you want to be certain you're reaching all of the worms. Now turn the water on full of it. In minutes you should have worms rising all over your feet. For once at your mercy, show them none. Destroy all worms. Step on them. Bludgeon them with a tire iron. Shout at them. Shoot them with a handgun, which you have for your personal protection only. Just be sure that none survive. All right, let's assume for the moment that you've cleared the worms from the immediate vicinity.
Fine with me.
So now you're ready to proceed with hand-to-hand combat and actually deworm your pet. It's you against the worm, against the dog, and you've got to do battle with him on his own territory.
Inside the dog.
Exactly. So where's the dog for the demonstration?
Oh, right here.
I can tell right away that he has a worm infestation. Now I take this steak knife...
Henry, the knife looks to be a bit large for the puppy.
Don't tell me my business. Your president's never told me my business, so I don't see there's some second-class radio announcer should try it.
So you have the dog's mouth popped open wide. Very wide in this case.
Yes, now, get your flashlight ready. These odious creatures respond to bright lights, you know.
I didn't know.
Yes, they do. So shine the light down the throat. And as soon as the worm rears its ugly head, I'll let him have it with this. The Carbonet electric cattle prod. We've never had a worm yet who could withstand 120 volts.
But I didn't see any worms.
You won't. Those despicable slime bodies aren't going to come to you, so you've got to go to them.
By sticking the cattle prod down the dog's throat.
We prefer to think of it as mortally disseminating the enemy into lots of tiny scorched bits.
Doesn't that harm the dog?
The infestation? You must realize that there are always casualties in a war. It's a fact of life. And if you can't accept it, I'd advise you to move to Sweden, where your namby-pamby pacifistic tendencies might be tolerated. Of course, sooner or later, you'll commit suicide. Well, they all do.
Dr. Kissinger, I believe we're out of time.
That got it.
This has been Rex Farnsworth at Large, speaking this evening with Dr. Henry Kissinger, noted polemic and current spokesperson for Carbonate Pet Products. Thank you for joining us. Doctor, I think you're back.